Aspen High School's Circle of Friends Service Club pairs students with senior citizens. There's an annual bingo game, knitting circles, and monthly technology sessions. Those happen in the form of an open house at the Pickens County Senior Center, where elders can bring any technology question or electronic device in and get schooled by the teens. At each table, a senior citizen is surrounded by a handful of high school students. Electronic devices of all shapes and sizes are spread out in front of them.
I have everything, but I just, you know, when you do it once and you're older, it just doesn't stick.
Retiree Jane Kendall has come to the tech sessions multiple times. She recently traveled through China. Today, she's getting help organizing the photos from the trip. There are some on an iPad, some on an iPhone. The hope is to get them all together on a thumb drive and save them on the computer.
We're going to click import.
Sounds easy if you've been doing it your whole life.
They know so much, you know, and they grew up with it. I mean, in 2 seconds, she could figure out exactly what to do with all this.
Sometimes the lesson is as simple as learning which button resets a smartphone. Sometimes, says Libby Klaus, co-president of the service group, it's literally learning a new language.
There was this one gentleman, and he wanted to learn how to use emojis. He was very confused. He didn't really know if they had meanings. We told him that you kind of can interpret them however you want to, but he thought they were like a dictionary for it and a specific meaning for each emoji.
Okay, great. Kids these days are constantly clicking away on their phones, taking selfies, and speaking in a language of pictures that is up for interpretation. All of which may seem rather unimportant in the grand scheme of learning new skills. But it turns out some apps have real-world applications.
I'm not an early adapter of technology.
David Ellis attended this month to learn how to use the City of Aspen's Downtowner app. 17-year-olds Maggie McGuire and Sarah Charlin didn't even know the service existed.
Yeah, which is cool. I didn't know about it. I just learned about it. She just told me about it.
We are teaching him, but he is teaching us about cool apps.
Yeah,
it's free. Free service in town, but you have to have, as far as I know, you have to do it through your phone. You can't do it through your computer.
Barbara Bloomsma is the advisor to the high school club. She had no idea the technology training events were going to be such a big hit when they began 3 years ago.
And then we were like, oh, it'd be really wonderful if we could do technical assistance once a month. And I was like, oh, no, that's way too high of an aspiration. We'll never be able to pull it off. And the very next year, every single month.
Bloomsma says the Circle of Friends Service Club is challenging generational stereotypes.
And, you know, I hear people often say, oh, well, kids these days, they don't have manners and stuff like that. And so one of the very first ones I was walking past and I heard the high school student say to the elder, no, all caps means you're shouting. And I'm all like, there's your etiquette, you know. And so it's so great, you know, it's an exchange. It's an exchange.
And again, learning the technology is an entryway to becoming more connected all around. Senior Services Program Coordinator Mary Barber says it's a big step just getting clients in the room.
I'm seeing new faces of seniors, citizens that I've never seen before. Getting them in the door, trying to take away the mystique of a senior center. No, it's the youth center for anyone over 60. Come on.
All of the seniors at this particular session are retired. They say if they were still working, they would be able to keep up with each new advancement. Debbie Overrider has attended multiple times just to keep connected with her community.
Well, they say when you retire, there are certain things you should do, and like exercise, eat well, sleep, get your sleep. But you should be around young people. That is an important part because you lose touch. You lose touch with youth and what they're thinking, and they're in a different world now.
It also takes some courage to show up and ask for help. After all, these are people who were masters of their craft, leaders in business, sending faxes like pros, and now feel completely left out of the loop. So it's up to seniors like Overrider to pass along the knowledge.
Yeah, my husband wouldn't come.
Yes.
I have to learn it and teach him.
For those who are brave enough, the Circle of Friends Technology Assistance Workshops are held the first Wednesday of every month at the Pickens County Senior Center. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.